Mama D, wake up, put on the coffee or the tea. Let's get it going here, folks. That was one of my favorite groups of all time, Ska Cubano, Changeo, and it's off of one of these Punta Mayo CDs, world music CDs, and this is a joyous musical cruise to the Caribbean. Featuring the irresistible rhythms of soca, reggae, and merengue, and more. So, you may hear another one from there a little bit later. But right now, I'm going to go. Come with me. To Brazil. Yeah. Let's go visit Brazil. And let's just take a small tropical vacation, you and I. And we will have some fun. Here you go. Later on, I will be talking to Adam Hussey. So let's have our fun now, because that's a very serious conversation. Hold on.
Brilha soberana, ela sorri luzindo só pra mim. Vê se chegando e me deixando assim. O dia passa, eu só na janela, desejando a noite e o carinho dela. Porque um momento só sem Mariana é treva, breu, escuridão, sem fim. Toda manhã no céu da minha cama, solitária estrela sente seu olhar. Mas se uma nuvem cobre sua chama, eu fico louco pra ela desaguar. A noite passa, eu acendo vela, pra passar a vida toda perto dela. Porque um momento só com Mariana é fruta doce, leite, mel, sem fim. Vem, Mariana. Te esperando pra clarear. Vem, Maria. Um dia sem Mariana, um dia sem pé nem cabeça. soberana. Ela sorri luzindo só pra mim. Vê se chegando e me deixando assim. O dia passa, eu só na janela, esperando a noite e o carinho dela. Porque um momento só sem Mariana é treva, breu, escuridão, sei. Enfim, toda manhã no céu da minha cama, solitária estrela sente seu olhar. Mas se uma nuvem cobre sua chama, eu fico louco pra ela desaguar. A noite passa, eu acendo vela, pra passar a vida toda perto dela. Porque um momento só com Mariana é fruta doce, leite, mel, sem fim. Vem, Mariana, vem, Maria. O dia que vem raiando tá te esperando pra clarear. Vem, Mariana, vem, Maria. Um dia sem Mariana, um dia sem Bela.
He is from Clarica. And he's here to talk to us about a number of things. But first and foremost, Adam, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us, you know, who you are and who does your hair. And
well, my wife does my hair, but...
Oh, hey, that's great. That's great. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, how do you get into doing what it is that you do?
Okay. Well, I'll just first introduce myself.
Okay.
My name's Adam Hussey. I'm a sales manager for the Waterloo Wellington Financial Center, Clarica, here in Waterloo. We take care of the Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge-Guelph area, actually. We have agents that live in Guelph, Cambridge, and from Kitchener-Waterloo that are housed in our office and deal with our office. To become an agent and really why someone would become an agent, it depends on the person. I personally became an agent with Clarica for a reason of I love being around people. I love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And this gave me the opportunity to do that and realistically get paid well for doing it. So it was a good opportunity for me to become successful.
That's a bonus.
Absolutely.
That's a real bonus.
Absolutely.
What kind of person do you look for? Or how would someone need, would they contact you directly? Or
absolutely. If anyone would ever want to take a look at this opportunity, mm-hmm. they can call me at the office. The number is 519-885-4000. My extension is 237. Or contact me by email, adam.hussey@clarica.com. As far as what we're looking for in an advisor, the reality is, even within our office or the 3,000 plus advisors across Canada, there's a wide variety of people. There's not one thing that says, oh, you would be good or you would not be good.
Mm-hmm.
But the commonality between all successful advisors is drive. Drive to be successful and drive to help people and meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have those qualities to do that and hold yourself accountable for your success or failure, this is a fantastic opportunity. How many people come home at night and say, you know what, I deserve what I got paid?
Mm-hmm.
Or and so on. The reality is not a lot of people can say that. The reality is a lot of companies out there underpay their employees. And here we have an opportunity. I make what I earn. I deserve what I earn. So it's great for that.
Excellent. So tell me something about, you and I have been chatting and we've been talking about mortgage insurance. And mortgage insurance purchased through the bank as opposed to using some kind of an insurance vehicle sold through an insurance mm-hmm. agent. And what are the benefits of buying something through, say, a company like Clarica as opposed to something like whatever Canadian bank mm-hmm. is underwriting your mortgage?
Well, I tell you what, this has been an issue that I've tackled with many people. In fact, this is one of the opportunities and the reasons why I first start talking to someone. Buying life insurance through a life insurance company as opposed to mortgage insurance through the bank, there's a lot of benefits. There are a lot of benefits now. Chances are there's a money savings, but it's really what's involved in the future. How much can you save in the future and how can you use this as opposed to mortgage insurance through the bank? The number one thing and the number one benefit of life insurance as opposed to mortgage insurance is flexibility. It's policy where you own, so therefore you have the decisions and you can do what you need to do with it. Where mortgage insurance through the bank, generally speaking, and there might be a couple out there that have changes, but it's like a group benefit. So if you want to make a change, well, you might not be able to do that. If you're going to leave that company and go somewhere else, you're not going to be able to take that with you. Where life insurance, mm-hmm. you own that policy. You do what you need to do with it. And that's the biggest benefit to mortgage insurance or life insurance as opposed to mortgage insurance.
Well, I think what really stuck in my mind in regards to this was the case of like a family or whatever that only had, say, $5,000 or $10,000 left to pay on their mortgage. Mm-hmm. And the difference in the benefit from the bank as opposed to from an insurance, like a term life mm-hmm. insurance or whatever. Why don't you tell the folks about how that differs?
Well, how it works is when you first get a mortgage through the bank and you get mortgage insurance through there or life insurance, there's really not much of a difference as far as what you're covered for and for the price. They'd probably be about the same. So I owe $100,000. I'm paying $50 a month. Now, with mortgage insurance through the bank, obviously, as you're paying off the mortgage, mm-hmm. The mortgage is going down. But with that, though, the price of the mortgage insurance is staying the same. So realistically speaking, when you first get your mortgage, you could owe $100,000 and paying $50 a month. As to near the end of your mortgage, you owe $5,000-$10,000 and you're still paying $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're talking life insurance, if you would get a policy, let's say a 20 or 25-year term policy, and it stays in effect and the price doesn't change for the first 25 years, you're covered for $100,000 and it stays at $100,000 unless you ask for it to be reduced. But you have that option. And the reality is, who knows what's going to happen in the future? We know right now, hopefully you're healthy, but you know, tomorrow, you never know what's going to happen. And that really is another huge benefit to life insurance because you're buying the policy now. We're going to underwrite you for your health now. So if you're healthy right now, you're going to be considered a standard risk and you can take that wherever you are. So 5 years from now, all of a sudden I have a heart attack. I am uninsurable. Well, I have my life insurance from when I was healthy. I can take this wherever I want. And another bank approached me and said, hey, we're going to be able to save you money if you come over here. No problem. I can do that. But if I have mortgage insurance through the bank, there's going to be a problem there because now I can't move because of my health has changed. But so as far as the amount of you're covered for, it even goes further than that, because let's say you're near the end of your mortgage, you only owe $5,000, but you still have a need for life insurance. With life insurance, obviously it's not tied to the mortgage. So mm-hmm. you keep it for as long as you need it. You have the option to convert it to a more permanent type of insurance if you'd like. You don't need any more, get rid of it. But the reality with mortgage insurance instead is when your mortgage is done, that contract is over and you're not covered for anything anymore.
Well, that's right. And I think that the part that really, really stuck crystal clear in my mind is you have an insurance policy that's worth $100,000. Mm-hmm. There's only $5,000 left on your mortgage.
Absolutely.
God forbid something happens, but something does happen. The $100,000 is paid off. You just take that $5,000, pay off that mortgage,
yep.
But you're still left with $95,000 to which, you know, whatever, the kids can go to school, you can pay for counseling or whatever.
Yep.
Just a greater flexibility for the family. And it's not the bank that's the beneficiary. It's the
yeah.
people that you care about are the actual beneficiaries.
The beneficiary, that's absolutely true. And not even in the future when you only owe $5,000 on your mortgage. Even now, let's say again, let's use the example of a $100,000 mortgage. And let's say I pass away and now my wife would receive that $100,000. So if at the time it made sense to pay off the full mortgage, absolutely do it. But the reality is when I pass away, there might be other needs. You know, does it make sense to pay off the mortgage? Well, you have that option. Does it make more sense to invest that money and just keep paying off the mortgage? The reality is the bank doesn't care. The bank's going to be making more money if you continue paying, but you do what's in your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
If it means, you know, well, eventually I'll have children, but when I do have children, if there's a cost involved there that my wife needs to deal with that, well, we can do that. Whereas mortgage insurance through the bank, absolutely. The bank is the beneficiary. Yes, the mortgage will be paid off, but is that the most beneficial thing for you and your family? Maybe, probably not.
Yeah. And in my research, too, I found that the banks allow themselves a great deal of wiggle room to get out of paying you anything.
Yep.
So you are better off finding a good financial planner, insurance person,
yep,
who can help you.
Yep.
Because you and I talked about this too, that you're there to help people.
Yep.
As opposed to a bank, and frankly they aren't there to help people. They're there to make money.
Yep.
They're a big corporation. That their job is to make money and to make money hand over fist.
I'd like to actually give you a real life example of
that'd
of
be great
that wiggle room that you were talking
that'd
about.
Be great.
When I was an advisor, I had a situation where a couple approached me and said, absolutely, we want to get life insurance, and this is why. One of their friends, she and her husband, they had got a mortgage a couple of years ago. They happily took the mortgage insurance through the bank. 3 out of 5 people do it without asking a single question.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were covered. So they paid their $50 or whatever it was a month for the mortgage insurance. 2 years later, unfortunately, the husband had a heart attack and passed away. And that's when the bank and the company that was insuring that mortgage, that's when they started to do the underwriting. Because that's what happens with mortgage insurance through the bank. They'll ask you a few basic questions to see if you're pretty much healthy. Then they say, okay, you've been approved. But what happens is when something happens, i.e. someone passes away, that's when they start doing the medical underwriting. And that's when they went back and they found a reason that there was a pre-existing condition that was that resulted in the heart attack. Therefore, they said they were not on the hook for the remaining amount of the mortgage. They happily refunded the premiums for the mortgage insurance they had in place, but the wife was stuck now with still the full mortgage and the whatever $1,000 that was paid out in the mortgage insurance. So she was not covered. And when you're talking life insurance, the insurance company, any insurance company, there'll be a lot of questions asked. When I do a life insurance contract, I'm going to be asking a ton of questions. There, a nurse might have to come in and do blood pressure check. We might have to do other things. But when the insurance company finally says, congratulations, you've been approved, they are on the hook for that risk. Unless you blatantly lie, or if you commit suicide within the first 2 years of your contract, anytime after that, you're going to be insured. And even before that, too, as long as you don't commit suicide or blatantly lie about your contract, you're going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your premiums, you're covered. There's no ways around it. It's a contract.
Now, this thing, you talk about suicide, because I noticed suicide, that was something that came up in all of, and I didn't realize. I always thought that suicide completely nulled any policy, but it's only in those first 2 years?
Only in the first 2 years for life insurance. You live 2 years one day, and that the insurance company is on the hook. And that's something that a lot of people, you would commonly think, oh, if you commit suicide, they wouldn't be covered. But no, life insurance, after 2 years, by law, the insurance company's on the hook. But the reality is, I don't think there's too many people go, you know, I'm going to go out and get $1 million insurance policy, and in 2 years, I'll commit suicide. If someone's going to commit suicide, they're going to do it early. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What about you're starting to hear a little bit about it. I see it a little bit on the odd TV commercial. Mm-hmm. Critical life insurance.
Critical
What's
illness
that all
insurance.
About?
Critical illness insurance is such a new product within Canada. It's a fantastic product that hopefully the people will start to really accept it as a product that they need to have, because they do need to have it. Critical illness insurance worldwide is a very new product. It was developed, the concept was thought of in South Africa. A doctor there, I can't remember his name, but he was finding he was curing people of these diseases like cancer, heart attack, and they were surviving. But financially speaking, they were ruined. And mm-hmm. and then from their lives from then on were terrible. So that's where the concept of critical illness insurance came up. And the reality is, this is a true. If someone has cancer or has a heart attack or has a stroke, you know, we're going to make it. We're going to survive. But financially speaking, is that the reality? And the reality is, and in a lot of situations, no. And also, I think, in my personal opinion, if I were to get cancer or if I were to have a heart attack or something like that, I want to focus on recovering from the illness as opposed to focusing on the bills that are now mounting up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there's many companies out there that offer critical illness insurance. We have a fantastic product that that if I were to get sick, and this is actually what I have, if I were to get sick, let's say if I were to have a heart attack today, I'd be covered for $100,000. And I can use that whatever, which way I want to. It's a tax-free benefit, very similar to life insurance. And now, the great thing about this product that I have in place is if I don't get sick and I stay perfectly healthy at the age of 65 or after that, I can cancel it and get every single penny back. So it's essentially like I have two bank accounts here. One has $100,000 in it. The other is a forced bank account. If I get sick anytime during the life of this contract, I'm going to get the $100,000. If I don't get sick, or actually if I die at any time, the money that I've had in this forced savings account, I get, or my beneficiary gets. It's a fantastic product. And the reality is, you know, let's say someone gets sick now. Well, in my situation, let's say if I get cancer, am I covered with the other means of insurance? I have disability insurance through my work, but is disability insurance going to cover me for this type of situation? With cancer, I might still be able to work, you know, not as much, but do I want to? And is it the best thing for me? Probably not. So I would rather not have to worry about my finances and focus on getting better. And that's where critical illness insurance is so important. And here's the statistics. And this is the reality of a critical illness as opposed to dying before the age of 16 or 65. The chances of passing away before the age of 65 is quite small. It's a 2 or 3%. And naturally, we all have life insurance in place. But the statistics with getting cancer, heart attack, stroke is like 1 in 3.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 3 people are going to get this. And so that's where this product is, in my opinion, a necessity in anyone's insurance portfolio. And hopefully Canada starts catching up onto this idea. But the reality is now, because not as many people are catching on to this idea, the cost of it in comparison to life insurance is dirt cheap.
Really? So the premiums are still pretty low.
Very low. But once this becomes more popular and once they start really putting things together, premiums absolutely are going to go up because the statistics do show. You can't compare the two. 3% to 33% chance of claim is gigantic.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've watched the TV commercials and there's one that sticks in my mind where this little child is going, eeny, meeny, miny, and there's five people and they're all, you know, sitting on chairs and he finally goes, mo, to one person, takes them by the hand, leads them out. And basically it's 1 in 5 people who are diabetic will die of this. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You don't realize one in five, like that's a really, 5 people in the room, one of you gets up and leaves, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
In cases of other illnesses, like you said, cancer is it's like almost a growth industry. Cancer treatments and things like that. Yeah. So,
and the reality is, you know, I obviously, you know, with our healthcare system, we still have it behind us, but it is becoming more and more privatized. And at least with something like this, I have the ability to go out and to go for alternative medicines or to go down to the States if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have the options, and for someone to have those options is huge. I don't want to be in a line waiting for my treatment if I can get it earlier.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? Some places are just better at treating some kinds of illnesses than others. And you want to be able to go where the best treatment is available to you.
And here's another situation too with something like that. If something were to happen to us, where do we get money? And the scary thing is a lot of people will reach into their investment savings.
Mm-hmm.
So I take out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, from my investment savings now, the age 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. First of all, I'm taking out let's say the example of $100,000 again. I'm probably actually have to take $200,000. $100,000 is going to go to taxes and I'll take the other $100,000. So now I'm taking $200,000 out of my retirement savings.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think of now, if I were to just keep that money into that investment, how much it would grow in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It would be huge. But if you take it out, you're just going to kill your retirement. Absolutely destroy it. And no one realizes that. And where else can we get money? You can refinance your mortgage, but is any lender going to accept that if you're not healthy?
Yeah, exactly.
So really the costs involved are minuscule.
And most Canadians are underprotected for retirement as it is.
Yep.
As opposed to, so.
And no one realizes that. And that's what I do. That's what we help people do. We help people realize this. We bring clarity to these issues that people don't understand or quite honestly don't want to look at. People need to know these things. And that's a really rewarding part about what we do is, you know, the reality is with a stroke of a pen, we can make sure that their future is going to be good,
mm-hmm.
regardless to what happens. And that's rewarding to know. There's not too many jobs out there that have such an impact impact on society in the way that we do. It sounds a little bit cheesy, but it is true. You know, we help people.
When we were talking earlier, you were talking about one of your gentlemen here that works for you who really went above and beyond the call for a family. Why don't you tell us about that a little bit?
Again, with just what we do and how we impact people, this was huge. This happened just before Christmas. One of the advisors at our office, he had a situation where obviously this family, there was money problems, and they missed a payment on their insurance policy. And it was a day away from lapsing. After you pay for your insurance, if you miss that payment, you have 30 days to make that up. They were on the last day. And this advisor and the assistant went to head office and said, look, just make one more attempt at trying to take out this payment. And it went through. Thankfully, it went through, because less than a week later, the wife called and said that her husband had passed away. And if it was one day later, it would have been absolutely terrible. Like, this is over Christmas too. So what happened was this family didn't have very much money.
Mm-hmm.
The husband passed away, but thankfully they had sufficient amount of life insurance. And to make matters worse, actually, this family, they were renting a house, and the landlord had actually asked for them to leave just after Christmas because of missed payments. So our advisor went out and actually settled it with the landlord, paid this person up with some of the proceeds of the life insurance contract,
mm-hmm.
took care of that stuff, and took care of all the other things, like dealing with Canada Pension and make sure that everything was done properly. And then also helped this lady out to purchase a home.
Excellent.
So it just went over and above. And a lot of people don't realize that's what we do. You know, we're here to help a family out in a crisis situation. And it's not just about here, take a check, but to assist someone, you know,
exactly.
when they need it the most.
Well, you know, and what's the big joke? Who do people believe the least? You guys rank just somewhere above used car salesmen, don't
you? Ouch. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
And who's actually more important?
Yeah.
Really, when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, the importance is, though, when going out and looking for advisor, you want to find someone that you can trust and you know will be there to help you when something were to happen. And that's really important. You want to find someone that you can deal with and you feel comfortable dealing with.
What's the best way of finding somebody who's really good?
Well, our office, we have a little ad in the paper every month, just showing who's in our office. But the best way, you could call me and just say, look, I'm looking for a clerical advisor. Who would you recommend? Or this is the type of person I am. And obviously I know all the advisors within our office, and we have 25 within our office. And obviously I know other people outside of our office as well. So I got a pretty good idea of different advisors. There's a lot of different advisors out there. So, but that's very important. You want to deal with some that you're comfortable with and you trust. And that's the nice thing about Clerica. There's a lot of people that you can trust. And I love working here because I work with good people.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know what? I think this sounds really interesting. And I will also say that if anybody would like to contact us, they can contact us here at 519-884-2567. And I will happily pass on your contact information to anyone who would like. And they can also contact me at coffeeteamamad@yahoo.ca, and I will pass that information on to them there as well. And so if someone is looking for a change in career, they want to do something where, you know, you'd like to get into something doing something and helping people and making a positive impact in people's lives, they can contact you.
Absolutely.
And you would, do they need to have a degree? And
not like, of course, someone with a degree, that helps, because there is a lot of learning that's involved. This is not a simple opportunity to get into, and not everyone's suitable for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely encourage anyone that would consider it to give me a call, and let's sit down, let's talk about it. As far as what we're looking for, you know, we're looking for someone that is a go-getter, that is community-oriented, that wants to help people out, but also obviously wants to determine their own degree of success. There's a lot of good things about it. We talked about the impact, but like that we have on people. But you know, a big part about it is the time freedom and the money freedom that we're given because of what we do. Actually, I was at a head office meeting, and they were saying that the average advisor in Canada cleric advisor makes almost $100,000 a year. And not a lot of people realize that. But trust me, it takes a lot of work to do that. It's not an easy opportunity. But you know what? If you can go out and you can meet people and people, you can deal with people and they trust you, this is just an absolutely fantastic opportunity to be in. And there's a lot of opportunity that comes from there.
Excellent. Well, Adam, I just want to thank you for coming on to the show today. And we will, this is really, really a help, you know, every time and every year in January, people start thinking about, well, this year I'm going to do this and this and this and this. Well, you know what? It's a good thing to do. And, but it's, you need to move forward onto it and you need to have a clear and concise plan. And you've certainly helped a lot of people maybe figure something out.
Yeah. And speaking of that, actually, when you're going back to the mortgage insurance, take this and talk to an advisor. If you don't know an advisor, call me. I'll gladly send you to a good one. But that's a big one that so many people out there have their mortgage insurance through the bank. And quite honestly, what they have is inferior to what they can get through life insurance. So after listening to this, do it this time.
You know, exactly.
We all sit back. We all sit back and go, I'll do it later. Do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Because there sometimes is no time like now.
Yep.
In my family this past year, we had a sudden death of my cousin who was just 40.
Yep.
And you do not expect someone like that to just suddenly pass away. And, you know, these things really, really bring you full circle and make you realize that you got to do some stuff.
You got to do it now. And another thing, will and power of attorney, you know, talk to a lawyer.
Exactly.
Get that done. It's huge. Absolutely huge.
Exactly. Yeah. And most people, well, I'm only 40. I don't need it.
No.
I don't need a will yet. You know, I hate to say this, but yeah, you do.
Yeah. It's got to be a number one priority. And money-wise, too, you can lose a lot of money if you don't have a proper will and power of attorney put in place. So get that done now. Make it your number one priority and to change your mortgage insurance to life insurance.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
And critical illness insurance as well.
Call Adam. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
E dias que vão e só vão. E eu sei, também só tem que passar. Há dias que vem, só vem. E dias que vão e só vão. E eu sei, também só tem que passar. Beira, mar, beira, ira, mar, vive a solidão. É para quê? E para quem estou? Marabeira, ira, maravilha, solidão. É para quê? E para quem estou? De qualquer maneira vai passar. De qualquer maneira vou ficar. Há
was our interview with Adam Hussey, where we talked about mortgage insurance and critical illness insurance and the need for different kinds of insurance and just a little basis on some financial planning. And over the course of this next year on Coffee, Tea, and Mama D, we're going to take a look at some of these things. And, you know, maybe not, you know, each week something, you know, harsh and serious. And, you know, you're still going to get your good morning music. But we are going to take a little time and make sure that we are focusing in on all of these various things and maybe just trying together to make some positive changes in our lives. And we're going to be doing some, you know, a little more talk periodically, and we will go from there. And next up is the Chieftains. This is one that I just picked up at Beat Goes On. And it's called the Celtic Harp. And this one's called the Wild Geese. I really like it. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, you know, my family may be German, but boy, do I really like that Celtic music. Oh, geez, maybe they found me under a cabbage leaf. Maybe I actually was dropped off by a stork. You know, anything's possible, right? Right? Okay, maybe not. Sorry, Ma, I know that really irritates you when I talk like that. Just joking. Anyway, that was the chieftains, the wild geese, and I don't know about the rest of you. Could you almost hear the geese? I could. Next up, Militant. Hot and groovy, baby. Hot and groovy. Just for you, baby, darling. It's just for you.
Hot and groovy in the soca party. She's hot and groovy. Baila with me, baby. Bambi dam bedai. Di dam bim bai dim bai. Bambi dam bedai. Di dam bim bai dim bai. Present in a soca party. When I meet this Latin beauty. When I see she well shaped. With looks to kill her mind. I make a move and we started talking. She said I look like a distinguished yardie.
Then no.
There you are, man. Are you feeling hot and groovy now? I do that so horribly. I'm so sorry. Oh, good Lord. Or I just need to practice a little more. Maybe that's it. I just need to practice. Well, you know, folks, I'll tell you, I get started and where the heck does my time go? Just piff, piff, and it's gone. Once again, if any of you have any questions or would like to contact Adam Hussey, please remember you can call me. You can reach me here at 519-884-2567 for a little bit longer. Or you can, even better, contact me online at coffeeteamamad@yahoo.ca, and I will provide you with his contact information, and you can talk to him about the various things that we talked about today. I too knew someone who had a wife and two very, very young children. Passed away from a heart attack very suddenly, and the to my knowledge, the insurance bank did not pay out that insurance. So just bear in mind that you know, they don't actually underwrite these things until it. You know, they say, yeah, you're insured. Give us $50 a week or a payment or whatever. But they don't actually look into, like, investigate or as anyone who deals with insurance will tell you, they don't actually underwrite the insurance until it is needed. And that's where your big what if may or may not be there. So, you know, be smart, be safe, and make sure you're one of the ones who's protected. And here's a little clonade. I can't remember where I put it. There.
cheers we've tried as our children's echoes become lonely cries. The money and the power divides, cast aside.
That was Sirius Clannade off of their A Magical Gathering, the Clannade Anthology. Well, wow, here we go again. It is time for me to blow this popsicle stand. So we're going out on just a little something different. I don't normally play any Aaron Neville, but boy, I'm just feeling like I wants me some Aaron Neville to go out on here. So here you go. All I can say is I'll talk at you next week. Ciao, Bella.
Down here, the river meets the sea. In the sticky heat, I feel you open up to me. Love comes out of nowhere, baby. Just like a hurricane, and it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. Lying underneath the stars, next to you, and I'm wondering who you are, and how do you do? How do you do, baby? Oh, the clouds rolling across the moon, and the wind. Your name, and it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. night, baby. Is it across the Ponte train? And it feels like rain. Batten down the hatches, baby. Leave your heart out on your sleeve. Looks like we're in for stormy, stormy, stormy weather. That ain't no cause to leave. Just lie here in my arms. Let it wash away the pain. And it feels like rain.